Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, forget about what you know about compliance and regulation in South Africa's financial sector. There's a new landmark law called the COFI Bill. And from what I understand, it's going to change everything from how products are designed to how advice is given, even to how financial institutions engage with you. At its core, this is about trust, fairness, and accountability. That's a good thing. But it's also a complete re-engineering of how the financial sector is governed. And I want to talk now to Wesley Davids, Executive of Governance at PPS Investments, one of the country's biggest financial institutions. And we're going to talk about how COFI is going to impact every financial player and, I guess, every client. So, Wesley, a very warm welcome to you. So the question I have to start with, is this just another compliance framework, or is it going to disrupt how the financial services industry operates? Is it a good or a bad thing?
Good, thanks, Jeremy, and thanks for having me on the show. I think COFI is definitely a good thing for the industry. You know, it's really going to usher in a new area of fairness, transparency, and customer protection, really focusing on a customer outcomes and focus-driven regulatory approach. It's really going to shift us away from a rules-based sort of compliance framework to putting the customer needs and customer-centric approach on how we design products, how we take services to market through a customer lens at all touch points with the customer.
Now, it's interesting to see that the Financial Services Conduct Authority is talking about a culture and customer empowerment. But it's difficult, surely, to legislate culture. I just wonder if this isn't a little too ambitious to enforce effectively.
Yeah, that's interesting point, Jeremy. I think, you know, it's definitely, over the years, the industry has known the six DCF principles, right? And we've adopted it in the industry, and it's never been written into legislation. What COFI's trying to achieve is effectively taking that six TCF principles, so treating customers fairly, and building it into COFI into various sections of the bill, which will then become an act once passed in Parliament. And one of those sections or chapters is culture of governance. And it really places an emphasis and an obligation on financial service providers to really drive a culture of governance throughout the organization, whether it's through the financial advice that they provide, the financial products that they design through the product design process for their clients. It's really important that the culture of governance is adhered to by the financial service provider whenever they take a product or services to the market. It's a big shift from how we operate under the current legislative framework of FASE, which is the Financial Advisory Act.
Wesley, let's talk a little bit about product design. It's interesting. And one of the promises, and correct me if I'm wrong, is more personalized financial products. But realistically, are financial institutions able to deliver these customized solutions at scale, which they've got to do, without inflating costs? You've got to find a balance.
Yes, that's 100% correct. I think that's one of the big shifts that the industry needs to make. They need to understand, you know, when they design products, they design products using the correct data sources. So understanding their customers, understanding their customer profiles in the business, and understanding that the products that they design and take out to these customer segments or customer cohorts is suitable for that customer segment and cohort. The Financial Sector Authority is definitely going to ask those financial service providers for the data around the product approval process, and they are going to monitor the compliance with COFI and how financial service providers actually put those products out to customers, and is it suitable for a particular segment of the market. So it's something that the industry has to solve for, agreed.
And let me pick you up on that word suitable, because it's interesting. The bill expects firms to prove that their advice and products are appropriate or suitable, as you've said. But who decides what's appropriate? Would it be the FCSA or the FSCA? Would it be the client, or would it be the advisor? How do you navigate your way through those weeds?
Yes, I think it's fundamental that we differentiate two types of financial service providers, one being the product providers, so actually designing the product, the tax-free savings account or the CIS collective investment scheme portfolio that the client invests in. So there, the financial product provider will have to show that the product that it's created and designed and taken to market is suitable for a cohort of members or clients, so to speak. And then there's the financial advisor that has to build into his advice process that he can evidence to the FCA that, for example, clients over the age of 50 that are interested in nearing retirement, he's advised them on a particular product that is suitable for them nearing sort of retirement, which we call pre-retirement years.
Now, the FSCA has also published a fairly bold and I think ambitious regulatory strategy. But is there general confidence in the industry that there are resources and I guess speed to supervise this new regime effectively? Because without the regulation, it's going to fall flat on its face.
Yes, so it's very interesting in the recent conference that the FSCA held, where they've sort of displayed their regulatory roadmap, the strategy roadmap for the next 3 years. They've indicated that they've actually acquired a system which will request data from the industry, from financial advisors and product providers, and specific data on compliance with COFI. And they're going to use sort of technology to ensure that financial service providers adhere to the requirements and the obligations of COFI over time by assessing the respective product providers or financial advisors' data inputs into the system.
And Wesley, fundamentally all about accountability. So if a product doesn't perform as promised, what does this mean for financial institutions? Could they be financially liable under this new regime?
Well, yeah, so once again, one has to distinguish between a financial advice process provided by a financial advisor and a financial product provider. So once again, the financial product provider needs to show that the product is suitable for clients. And to the extent that the product is not suitable for the clients, one has to then sort of evaluate the end-to-end sales process and understand where potentially along that process the client was advised incorrectly. And to the extent that the client potentially was advised incorrectly, there would be certain liabilities for financial service providers. But like I said, it would have to be investigated from a complete end-to-end process.
Wesley Davids, thank you very much indeed. Executive of Governance at PPS Investments. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.